President Obama is expected to speak to more than 5,000 union members at Labor Fest, an annual gathering that was canceled last year because of financial problems. Milwaukee Area Labor Council leader Sheila Cochran says those problems have been fixed. She says she's thrilled the White House called and asked if the president could speak at Labor Fest because she says Obama has been a friend to unions. Cochran says, look at the Labor Department.
We know that we have friends in the Department of Labor. They have tried very hard to steer the Department of Labor back to working with working people all over the country, not just union members.
Cochran also says the president has been promoting an increase in the minimum wage, but that Republicans in Congress are blocking some of his pro-labor initiatives. Cochran acknowledges some union members want President Obama to take more action on his own. Joe Ulahan is a machinist and member of the Labor Council's executive board. He says organized labor would benefit if the president promises not to deport nonviolent, undocumented workers who are in the U.S.
I can't tell you how many workers I've talked to who would love to consider a union. They're having a lot of trouble at work, and they know that the union is the answer. But they won't stand up because maybe not themselves, but a family member or someone they know is vulnerable.
Ulahan emphasizes he's also glad the president is visiting Milwaukee. Republicans say expanding protections against deportation would create a security nightmare. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.